Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean switched campaign chiefs in the wake of his losses in Iowa and New Hampshire. Joe Trippi is out as campaign manager. He resigned today. Coming aboard as the new chief executive officer is Roy Neal, a longtime aide to former Vice President Al Gore and more recently a Washington lobbyist. Joining us now with more on these developments is NPR's Robert Smith, who's in Burlington, Vermont. Robert, tell us about the shakeup at the Dean campaign.
Well, the governor's been in meetings all day long with his staff members, and we've been hearing rumors even before the poll numbers came in and New Hampshire about a change at the top of the campaign. And now it's official. The campaign spokesperson is saying that Joe Trippi has resigned and Roy Neal will lead the campaign. And the reason is pretty obvious to anyone who's watched the campaign, despite that optimistic speech you may have seen last night where Dean said, we're going to take the nomination and never mentioned the kind of votes he got in New Hampshire. The campaign is in trouble. The plunge of Howard Dean from a clear front runner to a distant second place, you know, he dropped 20 points over the last month in New Hampshire, and now they're facing 7 state primaries and caucuses next Tuesday. They're not polling well. They don't have a lot of strength. And so the campaign really needed a new direction, and they're thinking that this will give that to them.
Well, what a bit of whiplash for Joe Trippi from WizKid to Walking Papers in just a few weeks. Not so long ago that he was anointed as the wizard behind Dean's internet success.
Yeah, and he was not only respected at the campaign, but respected in most of the campaigns. He's this real hero for turning this small state governor that no one knew nationally, putting him on the cover of Time magazine. He had the front runner status. And more than that, he created this different presidential campaign. He was one of the early masterminds to use the internet to raise money to connect Dean supporters together. And he allowed the campaign to grow in a sort of diverse grassroots way, not controlled from the top. And so the loss of Joe Trippi is bound to affect the campaign and really disillusion some people who really loved him.
I guess the fact that his replacement, Roy Neal, is going to be called chief executive officer says something about his style. What do we know about Neal?
Well, if you've heard Howard Dean rail against Washington lobbyists and insiders, it's no insult to say that Neal is a lobbyist and a Washington insider. I mean, he's been working for Vice President Al Gore back when Gore was in the House of Representatives in 1977. He served as a chief of staff to Vice President Gore and a deputy chief of staff to President Clinton. And Neal recently has been a Washington lobbyist. He was president of the U.S. Telecom Association that represents places like Verizon and Bell South.
So what's next for the campaign? Where do they go from here?
Tomorrow morning we go to Michigan, which is a little unusual because they're not voting there on February 3rd. That's the next state up on February 7th. But there's a strong labor movement there. Dean's been strong among labor, and he hopes that by going to Michigan, maybe he can win not next Tuesday, but on February 7th.
Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.
Robert Smith is in Burlington, Vermont, traveling with the Howard Dean campaign.